on Daf Samach Vov Amad Aleph by the Mishnah Abori. Abori Shaoma Kisva Get Leishti Rotzo Lusachek Bo. Now we've been having in the Hemshech HaMishnayis the different cases that Kisvu does not only mean Kisvu, it means to include Tnu, and we have Cheshbonis why the Tnu was not mentioned, because these are people who are Bohu, so Mamela but the Tnu is understood. So now the Mishnah is saying, Habori Sha'oma Kisvu Get Leishti. Now this Bori has no legitimate excuse for not saying Tnu. So the Mishnah says, Rotzo L'Sachik Bo. So it just means to be kidding around. Now Rabbi Kevega doesn't understand this. He says, what does that mean? It means to kid around. Ma inyan schoik lekam. For the emes in kosvu, he said kisvu, what if the get was written? Umoschei lebal. And then he gave over this get to the bal. Vinosan lo, and the bal would give over this get to her. The mahani, so zikha would help. The ksiva, abe ksiva malye, it's a good ksiva. The loybe derech schoik. Now the reason you don't give, because he didn't say tnu. So Rabbi Kevega did not understand pshat in the Mishnah. Why are you jumping to a conclusion of schoik? Not rotzel esachik bo. He doesn't want to give it to her now. He wants the get should be written, and you don't give it, because he didn't say to no. But it's a good get, you'll give it to the Baal, and the Baal decided later to get her, you'll zicha be a good get. So Bekevei did not understand the lotion of the Mishnah. Bemison I saw in Teferes Yaakov. Teferes Yaakov assumes that Rotzo L'Sachik Bo. And what's that Rotzo L'Sachik Bo? He says, we have to understand one thing. The Mishnah is till now. All these cases, Yaitzi Bekoilo, Maforish, Yaitzi Beshayore, are all speaking about that there was no k'toto between them whatsoever. There's no machlaikis, they were living b'sholem b'shalva. All of a sudden, Yaitzi b'shayora, Yaitzi b'koyla, he says, Kisvu get leishti. So then we see Klo, so the reason of the get is because of his pachad misa. And therefore we understand why he didn't say tnu. That means, there's a kasha, what happened all of a sudden? So the Teretz says, well, the matzav speaks for itself. So, but if you have a person, so this case, Habori Shoma, we have the same case like before. There was Sholem Vishalva the whole time. And all of a sudden he pops up and says, Kisvu get Leishti. So what happened? All of a sudden. So the Teretz says, it's a joke. He really doesn't mean if nothing happened, there was no fight, Golnish, and all of a sudden, in the clear blue sky, he says, Kisvu get leishti. He says, Zicha, a joke. So the get is not possible to get. I feel Zicha didn't mean it. So if the get was written and given over to him, it's possible to get. That's what the Teferet Yaakov said. And Rashi in Chulin, Baflamites Amit Bey, but also seemed to hold that Rotzel Asachik Boy. Because Rashi says, what's the touch Rotzo L'Sachik Boy? Shaloi Tavtzer Boy Loseis Get L'Poitrim B'Yovom Im Yomus B'Hifligo B'Dvorim. he was, Sarashi says, he was going away. That's Sarashi says, Pshat, in the Mishnah, was Bori was going away. Eilat Lederach. And then, he knew that she's necessarily going away. What's gonna be? Let's be realistic. So in order, before she'll put pressure on him, he said, Kis will get Lishti. So she has nothing but to talk about. Shaloi Tatsa, that's Lashon of Rashi, Shaloi Tatsa by Losses Loget, Lapaitra Biyomom, and Yomom, she shouldn't start, nagging him. Bifliga Bidvorim, she didn't chapa, what's with the giving over? She had Kis will get Baruch Hashem, so my worries are taken care of. But it seems also from Rashi that there's no intent, that he has no intentions of giving her yet, but Lafliga Bidvorim. So then it's very good to Rotsa Lesachik, but later we have a tremendous problem, Dasach Mer. Now the Mishnah continues, Maise Bibori Echot Sha'oma Kiswa Gedli Ishti, Ba'olo L'Reisha Gag, V'nofa Umeis. Afterwards, he went on top of the roof, and he fell off the roof, and he died. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. In me atzmoy nofal, if he threw himself down, that means he committed suicide, hareiz a get, so then it's a get. Imaruach doch soy ein a get. If the wind pushed him off, so it's not a get. Zot Rashi, rotza l'sachik bo, hoyo b'loy omar tnu. Since he didn't say tnu, so it's rotza l'sachik bo. He may ask my nofal, I raise a get. The daitoi mitchilo oisolakach, besoifei hechiach. That means, in the beginning, he already was determined to commit suicide. Have like him a forish and mesukin, so he was nervous already. He's going on in lacham a forish, yeah, he's leaving this world already. Some of Mela, so that's why he's Bohu, so that's why he didn't say Tnu. Frank the Gemara, Maise Lister. So the flow of the Mishnah does not stim. We started off, it's Rotzel Asachigbo, there's no intent of Gerishin, and then it says, Reis again. So the Gemara says, Chsuri Mechsre Bohochikton. Ima Yichiyach Seife Al-Tchilo, so if. From later, we'll see what his intent was now. Areize get. Maise nami, bebori shamakis forget li ishti, b'olo l'roi shagag, b'nofalo meis. Rav Shimon Gamliel, ima yatz, may nofalo, areize get, ima ruach toksoi, eine get. Zot Rashi, maise listo reishetone, lo yomaklum. It's nothing. ואחר כך נוסן חילק בי מעץ מנופו ומדוח סייר רוח. That's why the Gemara is saying, but it matters, מחיר סייף על תחילו, סייר איזה גן. Now, there's a machloikis, where there's two ways how to learn shot, that, when the get was given when he committed suicide. So, in Tosefot it says, Sha'acha shenofal kaidim shemeis. That's what it says in the Tosefot. So, Fakert, he said, Kis v'get le'ishti, so we thought all thing was a joke, and thus, and then all of a sudden, and Shuldik tried to do something, he jumps up and goes up to the roof, and jumps down, and so then we ask to make sure he's still alive, and then we try to get and give it over before he dies. And we see Klal, Malchein Neida Adova. And the Rambam, Eirid Beis, Aloch Gimel, says, Shekaisven v'naisnim kaidem shenofal. Pacha kach nofal. Rambam says that, you write to get before he dies. And you write to get, and you give it kaisim of a nice and kaidim shenof. Acha kach nofa. So, with Davoini, And from Rashi, Dachsme, and Chulan, it also seems like that, that you write and give over the get before he went up and fell. So, I have one problem, that when he said Kisvu, so if we say like Rabbi Kadega that Kisvu is Zichanat Vasachik boy. Kisvu means Kisvu. And he didn't say to no, so they're not allowed to give it, but the Kisvu is Kisvu. So he writes it, and then I gave it, I don't know if I gave it, I don't know if he made me a shlich, he didn't make me a shlich, I don't know. And then Achei Noidadov, I see he went up to the roof, and so Achei Noidadov, he was a bowl, so that Kisvu meant no. So there was a mini shlich as before. I just don't understand one thing, I feel according to Rabbi Kevega, I mean, how do you give an isha a get before this person went up? I haven't the faintest idea if he made me a shlich to give a get. If he didn't make me a shlich to give a get, you give her a get, a guten tag, she goes away already. She takes the next plane out of town. She is a get. I mean, how do you give her a get? So I thought maybe taki means, maybe he's holding by committee. But you give it, the Rambam says, kaisa naisim kaidim shenofal. So how do you give the get? I mean, the waiter goes up to the roof, but then I don't know, I mean, but how do you give her a get? I don't know. Write a telephone number. If you want to rely on this get, you should call up first. Basically, I don't know, Clara, I didn't see, someone should say how we give over an isha get. But according to the Teferet Yaakov and Dachsma the Mashmois of Rashi, that lots of lesachik boy, that means, so I have a suffix. I have a suffix. When this person said Kisvu, does he mean a joke or does he mean seriously? Now, the purpose of Eidim and Neget is they're made on the Das HaMeschayet. That's what they're saying. They're saying he wants to give a get. That is what they're saying. Now, how can they say this if they don't know if he's saying this or not? I mean, the get is saying a blank statement. That Reuven wants to be megarish. That's what it's saying. How can they make such a get if they don't know at all if he wants to get? I mean, the whole document is not a iskahal. I really don't know. Let's go further. Ahu gavre the olabei knishte. A person went into a shul. Ashkech, he found in the shul, Makri Yenuke, a Rebbe, a Malamed, Ubrei, and his son. The Yosvi, they were sitting in the shul. The Yosef Inish Achine Gabay. And there's another person sitting there. Amalahu, so there's three people sitting in the shul, and he told them, Beitrei Minaychu, Nichtevo Gitali Devisu. That two of you should write a get for my wife. V'soiv shochiv makri yinuke. L'maise, before they had a chance to write the get, this malamet tonight is back. So now the gemara's a shayla, mimashvi inish bro shliche b'mokim abo oiloi. Now when he said two of you, did he mean any two? I mean, that could mean the son and the third person. Any combination of two. Or, since the father was there, Yizichah didn't mean that he's mechabed the son, the mokim of it. So he really meant two of you. He meant the melamed and the third person. That's what he meant. Well, my nafkamina, the nafkamina is now that the father died, so was there a mini shlichus? Was there a mini shlichus on the son? Yes or no? Mimashvinish bro shlicha b'mokim abo eloi. Rav Nachman Omar, Loi Mashbe Yinshi Bro Shlicha B'Moki Mabe, Zichat didn't have intentions of making the son a Shlich, Va Papa Yom Mashbe Yinshi Bro Shlicha B'Moki Mabe, Omarove Hilchas Mashbe Yinshi Bro Shlicha B'Moki Mabe. That means even though the father was there, that does not mean that he had no intentions of making the son a Shlich. He made two of the three, whoever the two will be, it could also be the son and the third person. So there was already a mini shlichus on the son also. Now, before we go further, I'd like just to make one ha'oret that the Ritva mentions. Now, this is a very modern ma'ise. The ma'ise was that Ahu gavra d'ola be'knishte ashkech mikri yenuki ubrei de yosvi b'yosev ina shachina gabayet. So this he told they should write a get. Now we just had the Mishnah says a bori shama kisvu get leishti rotsa lasachik bo. They may boil it to Teferes Yaakov and the Mashmois of Rashi and Chulun. So the whole thing is a joke. Now all of a sudden everything got very serious. That's a problem. So the Ritva asks this kasha. So the Ritva says that speaking about a yaitze bishayo, we have to. That's the story. Fine, okay. So now we have only a shayla. Did he have an intent to make the son a shliach or not? Now the lashon of Rashi l'davoni is very unclear over here. Mi mashvi inish b'ro shliach b'mokim abe. Lemakpid b'hai minayu, doesn't matter if the father will be a shlich, the son will be a shlich. U'meikore, in the beginning, lai b'ronami shavi a shlich. He meant to anyone, the two of the three I want. Ba'akshav shemei sa'ov, now that the father died, yitnu lo ha'ben hazeh v'chaveire. Shrei holach ha'bal l'mdine sayom. So there are two ha'oris on Rashi. One ha'orit is brought down. All of a sudden Rashi says, so yitnu lo haben hazeh v'chaveiroi. So Rashi speaks about the nesinus aget. What about the ksivus aget? L'chayre was speaking, he said, nichtev. So Rashi only speaks about the nesinus aget. What happened with the ksivus aget? That's a ha'oreh, which is, the Beis Yosef also brings down this Gemara about Nesinus Aget, and the two brings down, it's about Nesinus Aget, the Beis Yosef is, the Gemara says, Nichte, okay, that's a ha'oreh, why Rashi did not speak about the Ksivus Aget, only about the Nesinus Aget. Now, but at the end of Rashi, you don't understand too well. So Rashi says, Nochamu b'lei makbid b'hai minai, doesn't matter which one will do it, because the libel, nami shav yishli, v'ashav shemei sa'ov, yitnu lo ha'ben, hazeh, v'chaveiroi. Then Rashi feels oish, shrei holach ha'bal m'dinas hayom. Now, what is, shrei is a reason to what was said before. Shrei holach ha'bal m'dinas hayom. So what question is Rashi answering? So maybe Rashi had a problem, how could you give it over? The problem of the Ritva, Chmeinoni said Kisvu, so that Rashi says, Shaholach HaBalam Dinis Yom, which is Gematria Meforish Liyam, Ayyotzi Bishayore. Maybe that's what Rashi means, but the Loshen is very modern, so not. Rashi is like a sheharei holach habal. This is taken for granted. Sheharei holach habal l'mdinas hayom. I mean, if that's not the criteria, the criteria is he's a meforish lo yom, a yetz v'shiyor. I mean, I don't know clear what Rashi is saying over here. If Rashi had a kasha, maybe let's ask him. Let's ask him if he made this on the shliach. So Rashi all of a sudden say, Holach HaBal M'din Hashem, he's not around to ask. But in fact, Rashi, I also don't know if that's too good, because I don't know if he'd be Nemon. The Shaila is, I mean, this is a abstract Shaila. Mimashvi Inshi Brosh Licha B'mokema. But this is an abstract Shaila. So Mimela, so whatever he'll say is Dvarim Shebalei. I mean, if we're passing that when a person says 2 out of 3, it means to include the son also. So he'll say, I didn't mean. I mean, it's Dvarim Shebalei. So this, the last few words of Rashi, I don't understand what Baboyi. Now, let's learn, there's a whole sugi we have to learn through. We'll learn in Yitzhak Shem with Gemara and Rashi, and then Yitzhak Shem tomorrow we'll learn Taisus, but we have to get the whole sugi on our heads. Amar l'shnayim t'nu get l'ishti. He told two people, t'nu get l'ishti. Oy l'shloisha, or he told three people, kisvu get t'nu l'ishti. So in both of these cases, Re'elu yichtavu v'yitnu. These people who were told, two who were told tnu, or three who were told kisvu tnu, they bekvoidam v'atzmam have to write the get themselves. And we'll see later if write means the ksivis aget or the ksimis aget, that's a tumul in the Gemara. But al kaponim, whatever it means, they cannot appoint others to lichtoy vesaget. They have to do it themselves. That's if amar l'shnayim tnu, or l'shloisha kisvu tnu. But amar l'shloisha tnu get l'ishti. But what if he told three? He didn't say kisvu, so he wasn't makbed by three that they should bedavke write it. He said, "Tnu get lishti arei elu yoimru la'acherem v'yichtavu." So then they don't have to write it at all. Mipnei sha'ason bezn divrei rameya. If you're speaking to three people already, so then it's not a minui shliches that you have to write the get. He's just making them managers. You're a bezin. You give directions. You take care of it. By a bezin, for some reason, we do not assume that he wanted them bedavke to write it and to chasma on the get. You're a bezin, and you should take care of it. So divrei rameya. So the tnu bekitzer rameya is saying, the tnu that is told to two people and the tnu that is told to three people has a different meaning in translation. The tnu that's told to two people means you have to take care of it from A to Z. You have to write the get and give over the get. It's you have to take care of it. And the tnu that's told to three people, that's he's appointing them. They're a bezdin and take care of it in a different life, and you find Eidim, and you find a Sefer, and that's Pshat et Nut, a son bested. So there's a different intent to God. Different Rameya. Bezu halacha hella Rabbi Chanina ish oinei mi beisa asurim. That this halacha, that there's a new concept of a bezdin, and therefore, they don't have to do anything on the get, they can just appoint others. So Rab Chanina came from the Beis Asurim, Rabbi Kiva was in the Beis Asurim, and they said this aloha, Mekubani Ibrahim al-Shloisha, Nuget le'ishti, Sheyemru l'achem v'yichtavu m'nesha son bez, and they don't have to do it themselves, they can appoint others. Omer Rabbi Yosi, so Rabbi Yosi said, Naiminu Lishliach, this Rab Chanina came out, it was somewhat dangerous to get through to the in the Beis HaSurim. Bekitzer, he got out of the Beis HaSurim with a Kabbalah, aloche, that by three, they don't have to do anything on the get, they just appoint others to do. So Rabbi Yaisi said, Naiminu Lishliach, we told this Rab Chanina, Afonu Mikobolam, I also have a Kabbalah, not from Rabbi Kiva. Have a Kabbalah from others. Shafilo oma lebezdin hagodol shabira shalayim nuget leishti. Now the Yusain goes to tell three people, he made them a bezdin, and if you make them a bezdin, some a mele, then they don't have to write themselves, they just appoint others. I'll tell you why I have a Kabbalah. That Afila, he went to an official Bezdin. The Bezdin Agodu Shemir Yishalayim. And he told them, Tnu get Lishti. So I have a Kabbalah, if they don't know how to write, Sheyilmedu V'yichtavu V'yitno. Tnu means you should take care, not to appoint, I'm making you a manager to take care. They themselves have to write B'kvaydum V'atzma. And if they don't know how to write, Sheyilmedu V'yichtavu V'yitno. They should learn how to write, and then they should write again, V'yitno. Omar La'asore Kisvu utnu get lishti. What if he told 10 people kisvu utnu get lishti? So here there's no shayla over some bezdan. Kisvu, it's a flow. I want you should write it. So then, so it means from the 10, echad kaisu vishnaim chaisim. And it doesn't mean all 10 have to do it. From you 10 people, there should be kisvu utnu, a get should be written and given over. Kulchem ksuvu, but what if he said to 10 people, all of you should write to get echot kaisei v'kulon chaismin? Lefichach. That's kulchem. So all of them have to participate in the asiyas aget. Imeis echot meim aleis aget bottle. So if one of them dies, so it's a possible aget because the tzivui of the Baal was kulchem ksuvu. Zot Rashi. Omar l'shneim tnu get lishti. Af agav d'loi omar kisvu utnu. He didn't say just at nu. Re elu yachtamu ba'atzmon dey themselves should be dey dechsime. La yemru lay dem acherem lachte. De la beznen aninu. Le tzavis alachem. He didn't appoint them that they should be a beznen. Ale edem shabinu. Meidem edem. Begmar meforish. What's with the writing of the get? Can they tell a sefer? That's a shayla in the Gemara. We have the svara mehol that bezn is different halachis. Then loy bezn shabinuk, loy didn't make them a bezn, a leidim, I want you to be the eidim. Oma l'shloisha tnu, v'loy oma kisvu, aray elu yoymu, leidim achayim lichtoy, v'lachtoyim, v'litayim, neisha son bezn, and he made them a bezn, so he wants that they should supervise the whole union, but they themselves don't have to be the kaisvin, the noisnim. And Rabbi Chanina says he came in Beis Asurim, Mishmoy Shel Rabbi Kiva, Shenechmash Be Beis Asurim, that this lomdus of Shloisha Son Bezin. And Rabbi Yaisi said, Nominu L'Shliach, Omanu L'Shliach, L'Chanina, Shenasa Shliach, Baloche Zu, Lohim Rabbi Samedra, she was a Shliach, that we told them, we have another Kabbalah, that if you tell the Bezin Agodo, we also have to write. Yilmedu im einam yaidim lichtai, if they don't know how to write, yilmedu lichtai achichtavu ba'atzman, because nu means kisvu utnu, and they themselves have to write, and it's not sufficient if others will write. Atulu de the bezn lagot. Zakhti gemore, Omar Rabbi Yirmiye barabe, sholchu lei mi bei rab lishmu. They send from the yeshiva of Rav, they send to Shmuel, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, Omar l'shnayim kisvu utnu get lishti. He told two people, and here he spoke out pepemolei, kisvu, I mean, our Mishnah is tnu get lishti. He told them, kisvu utnu get lishti. And what did they do? Va'omru l'seifer v'kosa. So they told the seifer to write. They felt they're not capable of writing a get. That's a whole undertaking to write a get. V'chos mu'ein, and they chasmet. Mal. What is the... So the shayla was presented to Shmuel. Is this good or is this no good? Let us see what Rashi says. Ochi galsinim. Omar l'shnayim kisvu utnu get lishti, v'omru l'seifer v'kosa v'chos mu'ein mal. Hodiktoni masnisin lichtavu ba'atzma. So the shayla is that what the Mishnah says by tnu, that they have to write it themselves. Achsimekoi, that means pedavke dachsime, they have to chasme. Bo'och arei chosmoen, they chasme, so me mele. Vedulma aksava getkoi. Or maybe it also goes on, this Rashmi says, going aksav yodom, kisvu means you should sign your signature. Or does it mean you should write to get also? Is it going aksav get to chernamiko? It goes on aksav get. So Mamela, so Lachaira asked this, what was the kabbalah of kisvu? So this question was posed to Shmuel. Sholach lohu, so he answered them as follows. Peitze, Lamaise, if she got married with such a get, but they did not write together, so they appointed a sefer to write to get, Peitze, Padova tzorich talmud. But I have to, let's not be samech on this get doesn't sound too kosher. So first of all, Taitzi. But to say it's the body apostle again, I don't know. It could be it's a kosher again. But the while, we have to take precautions of Taitzi. Zot Rashi, Sholach lu Taitzi, im nisis begetze Taitzi misofik, the misafkalon I kosher oile. I don't know. Maybe it's a kosher again, maybe it's not a kosher again. But dova tzorich talmud kloima, ein adova ze borolonu, it's not clear. V'tzrich nonu lumeid min hagdoilem mimenu im kosher hu eloi. I don't know. That's what Shmuel answered. Zot the Gemara baita, my hadavar tzorich talmud. Now, what is the suffix of Shmuel? Maybe it's good. Ileime mishum dahavalo mili. Now, let us just elaborate a minute or two how the Gemara understood now. There's a halacha. We learn out from the Apostolic Vishilcha mi Beisai, Melamed Sheshliach Oise Shliach. So this Pasik is really telling me a Mayurika Hiddish. The Pasik is telling me that if Reuven made Shimon a Shliach to give over a get, this Shliach can now make another shliach to give over the get. A shliach has the power to create another shliach. Who are you? I'm a shliach to give over the get. Now I have the koyach to make another shliach. Now, I saw a good vote from the Chassam Sofer on the Chav Tesem and Aleph. There's two parshiyos of shliches. One, it says, by Trume, Atem Gamatem, Gamatem, Rabbi Shlutachem, and one by Shlichas Haget, Shilcho. It's very interesting that the second Chiddush, that Shliach Oise Shliach, was mentioned by Shlichas Haget. So it could be the Torah is telling us something. And what is the Torah telling us? The Torah is telling us as follows. When was the Torah machadish that a shliach can create another shliach? That's dafke if he possesses more than mili, that means he was given over a get. He has a get in his possession to give over. So his shliches is a shliches of a maise, that means he's given the get, his shliches is to give over the get, And that we have aloche shliach oise shliach. A shliach ana maise can make another shliach. By ksivas haget, but what will be by, if a person made someone a shliach to write a get, so there's no maise involved yet, there's only mili, there's only a tzivi, you should write a get. There's no shlichus of a maise, so then there's no din of shliach, oise shliach. That means mili, and that is the shaila of mili loy memseron l'shliach. Mili memseron l'shliach means that's this concept, that the halacha of shliach, oise shliach, was only said if he was given a get, and now he was given over to do a maise, he's a shliach and a maise and mesiras haget. Then there's a din shliach oise shliach. But if his whole shliches is only mili, that means he didn't to do something. But the Bali didn't do nothing. There's nothing yet. There's only mili. So then he's not bekoyach to make another shliach. That's Mila Lememson Lushliach, and Bemison Erashi and of Chavtes says it pretty clearly. Erashi says, Taimed the Loimashvu Shliach, that means they can't make a Shliach if they were told to write a get, shlei mosal lehem eladvarim, because nothing was given over to them. Lei mosal eladvarim ve'ein bidvarim koyach liyais choizrim v'nimsarim la'acher. So my whole shlichus was a shlichus of dvarim, so I can't give over what was chal on me to someone else. Ve'ein bedvarim koyach liyis choizrim v'nimsorim la'acha. Avol get the isbei mashoshe, but if I was given over, I get to give over, choizer v'nimsor, so now it's choizer v'nimsor. So I became a shliach to give over this get, so memele, so I can make you a shliach to give over the get. Ve'ein bekoyach bedvarim liyis. That's the Lashon of Rashi. Liyes choizrim v'nimsorim la'acha. Others want to say, I don't know if this is a Dover Muskim, perhaps not, but Imre Moshe wants to perhaps say a shtickle beer in this, before we mention the Chassam Sofer means a posik. The parsha of Vishilcha that we learn Ashlichas was only said if they were given the get already. So then I can make someone else a shliach. The Imre Moshe wants to say along this that the whole concept that a shliach can make another shliach is only if he became a shliach. So he wants to say as follows, that if he was given a get to give over, so I'm now a shliach to give over the get. I was given a get, and I'm making a shliach to give over the get. So I'm a shliach to give over the get. You're a shliach to give over the get, so you can make another shliach. That's the power, shliach, oise shliach. If you were told to write a get, so the Memoisha wants to say, so what am I now? What am I? I'm nothing now. I'm a shliach. What am I shliach on now? He says, you become a shliach when you start writing the get. That means if nothing happened yet, nothing was done yet, I'm telling you to write the get, so when you'll start writing, so it's called you're writing bishlichusi. But Kozman, you don't write, you didn't even become a shliach yet, nothing happened yet, that's what he wants to say. So therefore, the concept of shliach, oise shliach, doesn't, because if I'm making you a shliach before I wrote, so I'm not a shliach yet. So now the Gemara says, "My hadavar tzorich talma." Now we're asking on Shmuel. Shmuel was mesupik. He doesn't know if they made someone else a sefer, if it's good. So the Moses says, what's the sofik? Umesafkala ilay mishim davalu mili, umesafkala mili memson shliach, eloi memson lishliach, ba'omashmul amarebi alochik, rabiyosi, dama mili, eloi memson lishliach. So what's the sofik of Shmuel? There's no sofik whatsoever. I mean, Shmuel paskin, da mili le memson lishliach. So memele, so if they make, they can't make another sefer, if they were told to write to get, they can't make a sefer to write to get. That's mili. And Shmuel holds mili le memson lishliach. So what's the sofik of Shmuel? That's the most kashu. What's the sofik? Let us see Rashi. My adovo tzorich talmud, my mesavkele lishmuel begabo. Inema mili imemson lishliach. The sofik is this, mili memson lishliach bekosha. Udvarim shenema shliach, lushliach zeim yochel amoyslam lushliach achab, it's shaykh to give over to a different shliach. Eloi memserin apostle, dochim mili baal memosalu, ve'einam choizrim v'nimsorim l'soifel, and it cannot be now given over. The koyach I received cannot be given over to someone else. V'loi domi l'moise get l'shlucha sh'yocha l'achza v'lasa sh'liach achel. So that's the sofik. By mili, do you say this or don't you say this? Alochi kab yaisi demas nitsin. Yeah. So what's the sofik? Elo. So the Gemara says, you know what? Elo Shmuel hokami boilei. Shmuel had another sofik. Haik suvu. When he told them, Ksuvu, you should write to get, what is he speaking about? Iksav yodom, iksav aget. What does Ksuvu mean? Does it mean you should chasma on the get? That's a Tej Ksuvu. You should sign on the get? Or does Ksuvu mean you should write to get? Now, let's talk a little Oisaveni. If he meant that you should write to get it finished. So then there's no suffix whatsoever. So this is mili. He made them shluchim to write to get, which is mili. So they zicha can't make someone else a shlich to write to get. But if we will say that he told them, you have to sign to get. So now he's giving them bifangdama to do. Kisvu utnu. You have to sign to get and give it over. Now let's diagnose how will the get be written. He didn't tell them you should write the get. So we understand. So then it means, well, you tell a sefer to write the get. I mean, I want you to chasm. I want elach eidim choshev eid. I want you to chasm the get, and you should give it over. In the ksivis a get. So I don't want pedafka. You should do it. So you should tell someone else to do it. So Mamela, that is not Mili Le Memson L'Shliach. That already, the din of Mili Memson L'Shliach is in the din of Shliach Haise Shliach. That if he gives over his Koyach to another Shliach, by Mili, it's not transferable. I can't give over. But here, I'm not giving, if the Kavon of the Baal is, I should make the Sefer Shliach, so I'm not giving over my Koyach, I'm a shliach of the Baal to tell the sefer what the Baal wants. So I'm bemokim ha-Baal, and I'm telling him the Baal wants to make you a shliach, so I'm telling you, b'shlich is a Baal, that the Baal wants to make you a shliach. So this doesn't fall into the category of shliach or yisra shliach, which is only with Amais and not with Mili. So that was the suffix of Shmuel. He didn't know Teichvelta. He didn't know what does ksuvu mean. Does ksuvu mean Tzav Yodon, and the Ksivas Aget, he means Imru L'Soifa Sheyichtoi. So then there's no Chesorim. Or does Ksuvu mean, I'm making you a Shliach on everything. Make a Shliach on everything. Now you want to come with the Parsha of Shliach, I say Shliach, of Mila L'Memsel L'Shliach. Let's see what Rashi says. Ala mesavkele ihai kisvu dekamalu iksav yodanu, ksimosnu dekama,
Barei Chosmu Ein, so they did what they were supposed to do. Iksav Ageto, Barei Lei Kosmu. Fine. V'tiv Shuleimi Mas Nisan, in fact, the Gemara, we can be poshit what this means from the Mishnah. Omar L'shnayim T'nu Get L'ishti, or L'shloisha Kisvu Get T'nu L'ishti, Harei Eilu Yichtavu V'yitnu. So it says, Harei Eilu Yichtavu V'yitnu, so Siklo. That they have to write it. So Gemara, Eigu V'kami Boilei, K'suvu K'sai, what does Yichtavu mean? It says, Harei Yichtavu V'yitnu. That's good for the Shaila. What does Yichtavu mean? Ksuvu ksav yodonu. So Mamela Yichtavu means they should just sign the signatures. Ksav agetu. So Mamela, so they bring me a Mishneh. Zikta Gemara, listen. Yichtavu v'yitnu, zikha means ksav aget. They don't tell me I don't know Psham the Mishneh. Pshita de ksav agetu. Biktoni seifet. Omar Rabbi Yossi said by Tnu, Rabbi Yossi was chaylik on Rameya. Rameya said if you tell three people Tnu or some bezin, they don't have to do anything. And Rabbi Yossi said, Naminu l'shliach, we told the shliach, we came back on the basis of Sumach, Onu mikubolim, shafilo omar lebezin agolo shibirushalayim, Tnu get leishti, sheyilmedu, v'yichtavu v'yitnu lo. So you say they don't have to write it. No, because they made them a bezin, a concept of bezin. So they went to the bezin of Godu, they'll have to write it. And if they don't know how to write it, yilmedu v'yichtavu. Now, yamrit v'shloime ksava getu, that the dion is, that he means they should write the get also. Shapir. So it's very good that, so we're talking about Bezn Nagodl. No, you can be Bezn Nagodl, but you don't, you're not a Sefer. You don't have to write a get. That's a Bezundere skill. There's a very interesting lotion in the Rambam. Einoi min hanimna shebezn hagodl layu bekiyim beksive, that she shouldn't be bought lefi, Shatnai bebezn sheyu chachomim loy sheyu seifrim. It means you can be on the bezn agodol in there. Doesn't mean, you know, everything. Chachomim you have to be. Seifrim you don't have to be. So Memela, so Rabbi Yossi said over, if he told the bezn agodol, yilmedu, v'yichtavu. So that's very good if the ksivis, speaking about ksivis, I get. I mean, that's a bezundere, humnis to write a get, and they never learned that. Eliyamet ksav yodano, but if you'll say that the whole tzivui, the whole meduba is only on ksav yodam, v'hike beidinid lo yodim mechtem ksimes yedayu, you have a bezin, doesn't know how to write his own signature. Beidine chadete. So what does Rashi say? In ike beidin echadete shleilom du lachte madayim. They're new on the bezin, the bezin agodol take, the rizik and tamid echachamim. But they didn't learn yet to have to sign, shleilom du lach, they never learned yet how to sign the signature. And that means, we have to understand as follows, that all of us who know how to write, because when we went to Cheder, that was part of the curriculum. We were taught how reading, writing, we learn how to write also. So maybe you know how to write, but it's a skill to learn how to write. But we're taught this. It seems when they went to Cheder, that skill wasn't necessary. You have to write your name for it. You might not give me it. Become the best Nagod, you'll take a course then how to write. But forget they started learning Torah right away. So Mamela, they didn't have time to learn how to write. This is a new skill. Who, yeah, I'm not gonna be a Sefer, so forget every minute that we're learning with Tanaka Shalbeis Rabban, we're learning with them Torah. The Olam Hazeimed Al Hevel Pim Shal Tanaka Shalbeis Rabban. So another minute of learning Torah is Gebaldic Precious.
So they never knew how to write. What is it? It says you have to know how to write. So Memele could be they know how to read. That could be, but there's a besondere skill to know how to write a noise. There's a skill in that. They never learned it. So Memele, so it's no kasha. So so it could be the Mishnah means signing the name, and they never learned it. So we can't be poshet the Shmuel Shaila from our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, so let's see. So now you're telling us that that was the suffix of Shmuel. Shmuel did not know if he meant Ksav Yodon, or if he meant Ksav Aget, that's the suffix. And if he meant Ksav Yodon, then it should be good. Because it's not the concept of Mile Mem Selishtiach, because the Ksav Aget, he never meant that they should be the ones that are writing it. He wanted them to chasme. But so the understanding is that they should tell a Seifa, Bishlichusai, to write again. Fragt die Gemorre, wie Svirlon, da hai Ksuvu, Ksav Yodonu, ho Ksav Aget, Kosher, but the Ksav Aget that was not written through them is Kosher, Oma Shmuel, Oma Rabbi, Aloche, Ki Rabbi Yaisi, Shmuel Sadomi Mila, Le Memson, Le Shliach. So how can they tell a Sefer, this is a Shlichus HaMilim? So now the Gemara understood the Makshin held. Not the way we learned till now. The Makshin held that just like there's a Chesoron, that a Shliach HaMili cannot give over his Shlichus, the Gemara understood there's also a chesoron. If you're Mila Mem Shlishich, that you cannot become a shliach on Mili. There's no such concept of shliches on Mili. That means, so I should make someone a shliach to tell a sefer to write a get for me. So what is my whole shliches? What is my shliches all about? It's a shliches of Mili. To give over b'shem the mishalach that he wants you to write again. I'm a shlich on Mili. So the Gemara of Shmuel holds that Mila the Memson the shliach, so telling the Sefer to write again is also a chasson of Mili the Memson the shliach. And the Gemara did not differentiate if it's in the din of shliach oise shliach, and you don't say a shliach amili cannot make a shliach. The Gemara held you can't make a shliach b'chal amili, and by appointing a sefer that's a shliach amili. So vayta, what's the shayla of Shmuel? That's the Gemara's kasha. He says the Gemara now at this point did not differentiate between the halacha of shliach oise shliach or I'm making a shliach myself to appoint another shliach. So the Gemara answers, Omri. So the Gemara says, no, that is not, that's debatable. He svir alon de ksuvu ksav yodanu. Now this was the suffix of Shmuel. If we hold ksuvu is ksav yodanu, all he wants for them is to chasman to get, ksav haget nase ka'oimer, like he told them, I want you to write to chasman to get. So what's, and give it over. And what's with that some get? Have nase ka'oimer, it's just like he told them, imru, tell the sefer. So here he's making them a shliach to tell the sefer. Umayde ba Rabbi Yosi ba Omer Imru. Rabbi Yosi is umayde ba Omer Imru. That means the Mila Lememson of shliach was only said in the halacha of shliach, Oisa shliach. But in the halacha
In making of the Baal making a shliach, I can make a shliach on Mili also. So Mamela. So now we understand Shmuel. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Upachine. Bisvira long suvu ksav yodinu dahave. O ksav get. But the ksav get im omru lo saifu vikosav kosher. It'll be good. That's what you're talking about me. Mama Shmuel, Allah, Rabbi Yosi, the Masnis, we keep the poor Shmuel time with Rabbi Yosi, Mishum, the Mila Memson, the Shliach, who, Hayech Kosher, or Mili Ninu, this is also Mili, making a Shliach, to appoint a Seifer. So the whole Shliach says Mili, Umishani, have a Svir alone, Upshitalon. No, that wouldn't be a problem. If I would know for sure, the ksuva de koma lehava el ksav yodon, he only means ksav yodon, ikala meime de ksava get midele kopid ole, since he didn't mention at all how the get will be written, nase koimer, so it's equivalent, kiilu he had said, imru le seife ve yichtoi, kasalke daitoch, the meide rabbi yisi ba'oimer imru, that rabbi yisi is meide ba'oimer imru. So that's now the Vayal de Gemara. Let me just mention a Ha'ore from Rabbi Kibeger. I mean, we see Rashi says, Kesal Kedaitach, we'll see later that going to Rabbi Yosi, if Mila Memslo Shliach, Eimerim was also no good. But this is what the Gemara Basher Usham holds. Rabbi Kibeger, in the beginning of Perik HaSheleich, asks Akasha, in the beginning of HaSheleich, it says that one can make a shliach to be mevatel a shliach. That means Reuven made Shimon a shliach to give over the get. Now the Baal wants to be mevatel the shliach, bifnei a shliach, so he calls over Levi, go to Shimon and tell him I'm being mevatel the shliaches. So it says it's good. So he says, so this is Lachayre. I make, what is his whole shlichus? The whole shlichus is on Mili. Tibi mevatel the get. And it says it's good. And here we're going to have a whole pilpul. If Imru the Sefer is good, it's one kasha Rabbi Kibbege asked. Rabbi Kibbege asked another kasha. There's a shayl in the Gemara Nedorim. If a Baal can make a shliach, and a forest nedorim. We'll make a shliach that you should be made for my wife's nedorim. So the shail is, that maybe there's a meet, isha yefeirenu, after the husband, there's no din shlichas. Maybe not. But what is the shlichas? The shlichas, you should say mufalot, that's the shlichas. So it's a shlichas on mili. So Rabbi Kibbege wants to say that these two cases, bittel ashliches, and bittel and aforas haneder, that's not called mili. That's called I made you a shliach to make a gemar maisa, to accomplish something. That means by being bavatel the shliach, you did something. You did it with words, but it's a shliach it's a shlichus to accomplish something. I'm bavatel the shliach. I made for the neder. So that does not fall into the category of mili. That's called, I made you a shliach to do a maiset, to be mevatel the shliach, to make for the nether. Even though it's done through words, that's the tool. But the shlichus is a shlichus of a maiset. That's called a maiset. Masha enkein. But if I make you a shliach to appoint a sefer, so you didn't accomplish anything. Nothing became about through the shlichus. I made something, I did something, and not anything. You're just appointing the sefer. So nothing happened with your mili. So this is the shail and the gemara. Does this also fall into the category of mili lememsa l'shliach? That means a baal cannot make a shliach if the whole shlichus is only binyan mili or not. If the baal is making the shliach, there's no problem of mili le mem shlichus. So that will be the shakla v'taya that we're going to learn now. So that's what we're up to now. So the Gemara asks, "Umi moide Rabbi Yosi ba'omer imod?" So now the Gemara, so the Mal will learn it. Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds that Milam Emson l'shliach, but that's only on the din of shliach Yosi shliach. Omer imru, Rabbi Yosi holds it's kosher. So Mamela, so the whole suffix of Shmuel is what does ksuva mean? So ksuva means chismu, and so that means on the sav yodon, so that means on the minu ya sefer, you should take care of it, so then the tzaymimun will be good. Or does ksuva mean also you should do everything, so then it only works out shliach ha'isa shliach. So Mamela, So the Gemara says, "Umimoyde Rabbi Yosi ba'imer imro." Gemara says, "I got news for you. You're telling me Rabbi Yosi is moyde ba'imer imro? It's not true." Vostan, we learned as follows. The Mishnah says, "Ksav soifa ve'ed kosher." If you have, you don't have two edim on the get. You have ksav soifa ve'ed is kosher. Now, we could learn two way found him, and we'll see how the sugya learned. We could learn the Mishnah means, Ksav Seifa the Eid means the Seifa wrote the get, and the Eid chasmed underneath the get, and that's considered like two Eidus. The Seifa, by writing the get, is saying Eidus on the Das, the Rotzen, the Baal, to be Megarish, and the Eidus also. That's one way we could learn. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. Chsam Seifa Ve'ed Shanina. That means that the Seifer wrote the get, and then he's one of the Eid Chassim, and then there's another Eid Chassim, and it's a kosher again. V'omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, but it's not Chsam Seifa Ve'ed Kosher. The Mishnah says Chsam Seifa Ve'ed Kosher. V'omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, what's on the, first on the same Pshat in the Mishnah, Chsam Seifa Shanina. Rav Chizde said, if the Mishnah is being marsha, sam seifa ve'eid, moni, Rabbi Yosihi, doma mili, lememsrim l'shliach. Bisalke daitach, moide Rabbi Yosihi, ba'ime imru, nofak minei chube, de zimnin, de omalu l'shnayim, imru l'seifa ve'yichtai, l'pleini, l'pleini ve'yechtemu, ומשום כיסופה דסויפה חיישי ומחסמי חד מהן נחסדי בסויפה בעדיו ובעלי אומר אוכי. Now, let us explain a little bit what's happening over here. Chazal were afraid if a husband will tell two people, Imru the Seifa, you tell the Seifa to write the get, tell these to Eidim to Chasman the get. Now, let us understand the Oimek Kavonas Habal. To write the get, he's a good Seifa, let him write the get. But to Chasman the get, I want, kosher Eidim. These two should Chasman. I heard when the Briske Rav, the Chaim of Racha, married off one of his children, so his biggest akpoda was who the Eid Kedushin should be. He took Rav Shach and someone else. That was his biggest problem. The Eid Kedushin, the Bracha Achita, that's, you have to have kosher Eid. So Bemele, if I'll go and tell the Seifa, you write the get, and they'll be the Eidim, it's very possible that the Seifa will get the message. And this is a shtickle slap in his face. No, my Eidens and Doch, sensitive to Yenim's feelings. How can they tell this to the Seifa? So they're going to tell the Seifa, you write the get, and who's the Eidim? You and another one.
So they'll do this. They don't want to insult. They don't want to insult the Sefer. So this is a shchir tikirshash. So what's going to happen? Achman and Islam, it's a possible get. I mean, the Baal did not want that the Sefer should be an aid. He said explicitly, he's making these two should be aid, not the Sefer to be an aid. So this is a very big problem. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi holds Mili Lememsrin Lashliach. So this is what Rav Chisda says. So according to Rabbi Yossi, such a scenario can never occur. That means a Baal should make two shluchim to tell a Sefer to write again, tell Eidim to Chasman to get. That's Mili. You can't make a shlich to do such a thing. According to Bishop, there can't be such a thing. Aymerim is also no good. So whenever you see a get that's kechasmet, the Sefer is the chasim, who told the Sefer to chasmet? According to the Baal told to chasmet. I mean, the Baal told him to chasmet. So because it's not shaykh in other cases. Some of the apostles get minatayim. So that's what Rav Chisdet said. Rav Chisdet said that the Mishneh that Rabbi Yirmiyah says means chsam sofer ve'eid shaninu. And it's good. It can only be good alibi the Rabbi Yossi that holds Oyme Imru is no good. So then we don't have a chshash that the shluchim were sensitive to the feelings of the sofer. Then I can be assured that the Baal was the one that was Mamanda the sofer and the Eidim. That is why Chsam Sofer Ve'ed is good.